Evening came, and still there was no sign of Jesus. He'd gone, disappeared up into the mountains, after the crowd that he'd fed with the loaves and fishes wanted to make him king. It wasn't just me, a lot of us were feeling a bit disappointed and a lot confused. Quite a number of those that had been in the crowd had slouched away, feeling pretty disillusioned, when they'd realised that Jesus had scuttled off, rather than let them make him king. Part of me can't help thinking that they had a point. After all, I started on this journey because of this man who saved the best wine until last. You remember, at the wedding in my hometown of Cana. What could possibly be better wine than having a king like him? Peace, freedom, justice and plenty for all, being able to take it easy. What could possibly be better than that? Anyway, I was mulling this over, and we were waiting for Jesus to come back. But as the day started to wane, we decided that we might as well get back into the boat and row over to Capernaum. The weather looked all right, and when we set out, the sea was pretty calm. But that's the thing with the Sea of Galilee. The weather can change very quickly. When the cold air pours down off the mountains and hits the warm, moist air rising off the water, then storms can blow up very quickly. That's what happened to us. We got caught up in the most violent storm. For several hours we were fighting a losing battle, making little or no headway with our oars, and being blown further and further out to sea, until we must have been 3 or 4 miles out, and we were absolutely exhausted. Then, there was a figure coming towards us. Someone was actually out there walking towards us on the water. I don't mind telling you that I screamed my head off. We were all terrified. It looked like we were done for sure, and that this was some spirit from the next world coming to take our souls to the gates of Sheol. Then someone pointed, open-mouthed. I looked up, and the figure walking towards us is Jesus. He's smiling and laughing and saying, "Don't be frightened, it's me." We bundled him into the boat, and then, well, it was almost as if it had happened straight away, because the next thing I can actually remember is us arriving at Capernaum. Of course, the minute we got there, some of those who had been up on the mountain the day before came rushing up. They wanted another free feed by the look of it, and Jesus told them off. He told them straight that they were only there because they'd had such a good dinner the day before. One of them asked him what they should do if they were to be doing the work of God. Jesus fixed this bloke with a look and said, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." Then he turned to me with a question on his face. Some people are starting to say that he is the Son of God. And from what he's just said, it looks like he might actually believe himself that he is. What do I believe? He's the most wonderful man I've ever known, and the things he can do, turning water into wine, healing with just one word, making an abundance out of little, even walking across the sea. If he isn't the Son of God, then I really don't know what he is. I really just don't know anymore. What would that even mean? What would it mean for me?